The residential side on the right side?
Oh, that side over there. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the west side.
Well, that west side? Okay, that's 3.2, isn't it? 3.2 total acres on the left side.
Let me pull that up again. Give me just a minute. Oh, of course, my computer doesn't want to load. You're saying it's 3.2? Okay, so I did find a couple of other closed commercial properties. And when I take the value of the one that you sent plus the other two, which total $1.25 million, just so you know, for the three properties, but it was a total of 6.94 acres. When we divide that out, it comes to about $180,115
an acre. On valuation?
Yes, on appraised value. Okay, that's per acre. So you're saying you have 3.2?
Right.
So 180, 115. That would put the appraised value at 576,368, which is actually more than what we show the assessor has the appraised value for. She's showing 418,180. Is that what you have on your card that you received?
418,180. Yeah, 418, yeah.
Okay, so what are you asking for the value to be?
As you just walked through that comparison, I didn't hear any kind of adjustment discussed. For the fact that I have an easement on the top third of my plat, and also the steepness, as you get to the lower part of that green section on the very last page, you notice Aaron Hargrave of Own Engineering noted that it's 30 feet below the northern part of that green section. It's not very well developable. The only part I have that's flat and I can really zone it in there that would be comparable is 15,200 square feet. That's kind of why I was showing also the Max Perriman, the broker guy, he put that in. They had a comparable of that Rosewood, 6.3 acres, sold for less than 100 an acre. And that's a pretty flat, a lot better property.
Can you say that one more time? The last part?
The first two, I say the first two pages, that's how I put it together. I don't know how they came across me. So the letter from Max Perriman, and he included a comp for Rosewood Drive in Branson, mm-hmm. Missouri, 6.3 acres. It was listed at 823 and sold for 5.25 October 31st of 2024. It sold for less than 100 an acre.
So
a much flatter piece of property.
So I used the lot dimensions on that and it came up to 4.24 acres. I wonder if there was another parcel attached.
Yeah, I see the parcel that's listed. I don't know if there's another one that's attached. I'm not aware.
Okay. So even if we up that, let me see what that would be.
I see there
6.3 minus 4.24. So you added in another 2 acres. When I do the math on those, that actually still comes up more. It still comes up at 447,428, and you're at 418,180.
Okay, what did you say, Susan?
I was just saying the difference in the value was he went from residential to commercial, because that's a commercial lot.
Did he go from residential to commercial this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I have paperwork back there that shows what Mercy paid Yakov for the land that he's at, and it puts him way higher. So, I mean, that's close by.
And right now, it's not being used for anything. And what it might be used for, even if it's zoned commercial, we could consider classification.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I doubt anybody's going to build a residence right there on the corner.
No, I don't think that'll ever be residential.
Highest and best.
Was it res before? Like his other piece of property?
It wasn't until this year. I mean, it looks like it's been residential the whole time.
Yeah, it was reclassified this year. Reclassified.
We're just trying to make it uniform where it's supposed to be.
I mean, if someday he actually sells it and they put a commercial business on it, I think we can put it on the commercial tax roll, but I mean, given the problems with this property, I mean,
Is this property currently on the market?
Yeah, it is. They've been trying to sell it, and it's for more than this.
Right.
And I'd like to say, I mean, I'm trying to recoup my county dollars. Obviously, I'm not going to get that.
Right.
And, you know, listing prices down through the sky, so that we value closing prices. Actual, you know, transactions, much more than just listing prices, which is kind of what we're trying to show on the front.
I mean, if you look at it, if you got one on each side of the road and one's residential, one's not, I mean, you can classify it as all one residential piece until something different happens to it. That's the only thing that, well, my only thought process.
But he's got highway frontage on 65.
He does, but I was just looking at, I mean, that same case that I was talking to the other attorney about, what it might be in the future is not really, that's just...
But that's highest and best. Again, he's in a commercial zone facing a main highway.
Zone.
If somebody puts an In-N-Out Burger there, that will be a very popular spot.
Sure, and I'm saying that it would be certainly... Yes, so... Anyway, that was just a thought. Because right, and he's got the one that's across the street that's residential that's cut off by the road until it changes what's...
And it's at 12 something foot.
I mean, I don't think the value is over, even though he's got all those problems. I mean, I just don't know how you could maybe... It's a commercial. What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean... The numbers.
And I don't think they think that it's.
Do you have a motion?
No. What's your. I think given his adjoining lot that covers the road, I would make a motion to change classification back to residential, but deny the change in value.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I'll bring it back to where it was.
Obviously, if it gets sold and it's a commercial enterprise, it's going to change or whatever, but we know we're zoned. But given how long you've had it on the market, it's adjoining this residential. We've denied the change in value, but it'll obviously your tax rate's going to go down because it's now going to be residential again. Okay?
Good. All right.
Thank
you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
If I could ask for a short recess, I might be able to get somebody else to pick my daughter up.
Okay, well, the only thing that we... Anyway, I'll let you make that call. We can operate if you need to go.
We've only got like 8 or 10 more.
All right, let's take a short recess.
Okay.
Try to buy some more time.
I think